glad you're along with us for Siegel versus Summit in a must-win for the Stars. Ryan Stocks taking the mound for Siegel High School. It's Will Dalton, the batter here for Summit. We'll give you all the lineups in a moment. Pretty well hit right field. Going back, over there is McCurry, and McCurry makes the catch in foul territory on the flyout to right. So here is a look at the Summit lineup. Will Dalton playing center, just flew out to right there. Chris McElvain, the shortstop, batting second. Batting third, Brandon Johns, the left fielder. It's Reed Johnson DHing in the five hole. Levi Hood catching and batting fifth. Batting sixth, Kalen Carver-Pack, the right fielder. Wade Piccolo will be on the mound for the Summit Spartans. And here is the first pitch outside to McElvain. It's Ryan McGill playing first, batting eighth. Batting ninth will be Davis Jackson, the third baseman. The flex player is Nathan Paris, the second baseman. They're DHing for him. The lineup for Summit. Pitch swung on, lined over the shortstop's head, past Benefield and through for a base hit. Hits the wall, and Kirkland can't come up with it. He's at second. Does he go to third? No, they throw over to third to cut him off there. I think it was going to be a solid single. Regardless, probably a double once it got past Benefield. So I'm going to give him a double, a hit regardless. And a one-out hit here for Brandon Johns defensively for the Siegel Stars. Got Alex Kerrigan catching, Ryan Stocks. Christinas at first, Key at second, Middleton at third. Benefield is at short, and from left to right, Murray, Kirkland, and McCurry. I'll give you the Siegel lineup here as well through the pitches. Boy, we've had very good fortune with all of our games, how they've fallen to allow coverage of the complete games of everybody else. This pitch to Johns is a bit high. Tyler Kirkland will lead off the bottom of the first. He's playing center. Jacob Key batting second, the second baseman. Drew Benefield, shortstop, batting third. Riker Christinas in the cleanup spot. He is the first baseman. Stocks finds the pitch that he wants. Kicks and fires. This one upstairs. Count is two balls, no strikes. Alex Kerrigan will catch and bat fifth. Batting sixth, Zach Pearson, the DH. Matt McCurry will play right and bat seventh. Batting eighth, Jordan Middleton, the third baseman. C.J. Murray in the nine hole, and he is playing left field. Stocks again, the pitcher, and they're DHing for him. Pitch just misses on the outer half to take the count to 3-0. Those starting lineups from Loveless Fine Photography, Fans Heating and Air, and Winners Trophies. The 3-0 pitch from Stocks in there for a strike called on the inside corner. Need a couple more like that from Stocks. Stocks, I think, last pitched against Farragut in the Stars' win against the Admirals, the team that Stewart's Creek eliminated from the tournament on the other side of the bracket yesterday. The 3-1 in the dirt. And a walk of Johns. That is after the McElvain double. So some early trouble here for the Stars, trying to stave off elimination here. Summit in the driver's seat, but if you can win this first one, anything can happen. Just proud to have another chance. We had two baseball teams from the same district, Rutherford County District 7 AAA, in the state's Final Four in baseball. That's pretty tall cotton, if you ask me. Pitch is in there. Breaking ball. And that was a nice pitch by Ryan Stocks. Getting support here from the Siegel faithful who made it out. Really good crowd here for this game. 2 o'clock game, which started a little early here on WGNS Murfreesboro as we roll into the 2 o'clock hour. We'll be back at Starplex a little later on. 0-1, this one is high. Got a pretty nice breeze blowing, and I've got a present for John. He's going to be pleasantly surprised, I think, when he gets here. Found us a chair with a shade. He'll say it looks stupid, but hey, it works. One ball, one strike. This pitch misses on the outside corner. Two balls, one strike, the count. congratulations on a fine season by the Lady Redhawks of Stewart's Creek. I know it's a tough loss, and those losses are difficult, but there aren't many teams that end the season with a win. Pitch on the outside corner, nipped it there. A nice pitch there by Stocks to take the count to 2-2 as he battles the cleanup guy, Reed Johnson. Only one out with two on here. No score, top of the first. That final in that Stewart's Creek game was 12-1. 2-2 pitch, swung on, fouled back this way. Central Magnet dropped their game earlier today as they were wrapping up last night's game with Milan, tied at 4-4. I think maybe a walk or a hit batter in there, an error and a hit drove across the winning run. Pitch just misses by the hair of his chinny chin chin. And the count goes full here to Reed Johnson. Long look in. The pitch by Stocks after he takes a peek back to second. Here it is. Strike three call. Big strikeout there for Stocks, and now two away. That was big. Now need something good to happen here to get out of the inning with two on. Dalton led off with a fly out to right, then a double by McIlvain. Johns with the walk, and then the Johnson strikeout puts two away with two on, and the batter is Levi Hood, the Spartans catcher. If you think you've seen this game before, pitch on the outside corner. It was the first round matchup between these two teams in the tournament. 7-2 by Summit. It's a little deceiving, a little closer game than that. The 1-0 pitch from Stock swung on, lined into deep left. Rounding third and heading home is McIlvain. One run will score. Johns goes to third. And at second is Levi Hood with an RBI double. And it is 1-0. Summit.
Running for Summit, number 29, C.J. Esteban.
Esteban is running at second for the catcher, Levi Hood, who just delivered that RBI double. The good news is here there are two away. The bad news is you've got to retire Kalen Carver-Pack, and he is a tough out, the right fielder. First pitch to him, right-handed batter, taken on the outside corner for a strike. Summit strikes first here early in the first, leading 1-0. Let's hold that damage down here to a minimum now. Pitch in the dirt, good stop by Kerrigan. When you get this deep in tournament play, you've got issues with pitching, but so does everybody. However, Summit would be in a little better spot since they haven't had to play as many games as Siegel. Two balls and one strike to Carver Pack, the right fielder. Nice wind blowing, even though it's blistering hot out here. That wind helps. 2-1, just a little high. Boy, Stocks is a little frustrated at that one. I don't know that I blame him too much on that one. Ryan Stocks sets and fires. Pitch on the outside corner is called strike. And now a full count to Carver Pack. That's the situation he was in a minute ago. But need the opposite to happen here. Stocks kicks. Here's the 3-2 pitch in the dirt and walked him. Second walk of the inning for Stocks. And Coach Craig Revis kind of, I guess he's pacing around is a good word for it. Base is loaded, but there are two out. Now it becomes Wade LaPiccolo, the guy you need to get, and he's a tough cookie. Not only that, he's going to be the pitcher that Siegel will face here in this game. I remember in that first game, he made a heck of a play over at third. And really changed the complexity of the game. Siegel had the bases loaded. He speared it over there at third. And instead of runs scoring, they didn't get anything out of that inning. 1-0 pitch to him. Breaking ball in there for a strike on the inside corner. That one just broke across the plate. Nice pitch by Ryan Stocks. One ball and one strike. Here it is, popped up. And it's a playable ball here for who? It's going to be Middleton who charges in to make the play from third. Way to go there, mid. Wade LaPiccolo pops up to third, and that ends the inning. There was one run scored on two hits. There were two walks and three Spartans left on base. Let's move to the bottom of the first with Summit leading Siegel 1-0 on State Farm Prep Baseball.
Winners Trophies can help you with customized awards for any occasion. Owner Kelly Hockenberry continues to provide awards for sports teams, churches, recognition awards, and more. Call Winners Trophies at 904-6002. That's 904-6002 for the best in quality, service, and pricing. You can also email Kelly, winnerstrophy@comcast.net. That's winnerstrophy@comcast.net. Any award for any occasion. Winners Trophies, 904-6002.
From dings and dents to full body work, Bowen's Body Shop has been trusted by Rutherford Countyans for over three decades. Let Jeff and Kyle Bowen put their years of experience to work for you. They have a large paint and body shop at 459 Middle Tennessee Boulevard with all their work done on site. If you have a fender bender or even worse, Bowen's Body Shop is the place to call. 896-0008. Family owned and operated. That's Bowen's Body Shop. 896-0008.
State Farm. I'm State Farm agent Celeste Middleton, and you're listening to Prep Softball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
We are back here as we continue our coverage from Spring Fling 2016. Boy, what a Spring Fling it's been, and we're not done yet. We've got Siegel and Summit here in baseball. Got Siegel softball this afternoon. One win away from the championship game, and Dixon County stands in the way there. We'll have that broadcast somewhere around, I would say it'll be close to 6 o'clock tonight, if not a smidge later. Hopefully, we've got a Siegel baseball win to talk about and keep up with in the second one. One ball, no strikes to Tyler Kirkland from LaPiccolo. This one fouled, and I think he fouled that one off of his foot. As my kids used to say, ouchie. 1-1 is the count to Tyler Kirkland. The center fielder swung on, fly ball, right field, pretty well hit. It's going to be in foul territory, however. Pretty good poke out that way by Tyler Kirkland. 1-2 pitch from LaPiccolo took something off. And Kirkland down swinging. LaPiccolo set him up perfectly for that one. And down goes Kirkland. Brings up the second baseman, Jacob Key. Boy, the people just keep coming in here. Great crowd here at Siegel High School. LaPiccolo's breaking pitch is high on the outside corner. One ball, no strikes. Sun-drenched afternoon. Boy, it's great. 1-0 in the dirt. Takes the count to 2-0. 1-0 Summit. Other scores, 6-5 Milan over Central in baseball. This pitch, fastball right on the outside corner. 12-1 Clarksville defeated Stewart's Creek in softball to eliminate the Lady Redhawks from the state tournament. Pitch on the outer half misses low as well, and the count goes to 3-1 to Jacob Key. So we've got one softball team still in there. 3-1, oh, that hit him right square in the back. So Jacob Key reaches on a hit batsman. Hit by a pitch is Key.
Now batting the short.
And that brings up Drew Benefield, number 24. We had some issues yesterday. And knock on wood, hopefully things are going to be fine today. But had some issues yesterday with our equipment getting so hot it was overheating. So we've had to buy a couple of fans today to keep things cool. Not us cool, but the equipment. Just did get a piece of this one to Drew Benefield. Siegel wearing the horizontal striped shirts. Half of it's teal. Then you got white and navy stripes on the bottom half. Navy numbers. This one low. White pants. The Spartans in the blistering hot, I'm sure, navy tops. Orange riding. Kind of auburn colors. Pinstripe pants. Swing and a miss on the breaking ball on the outside corner. That one's not only a breaking ball, he takes a little bit off of that one, and that's the one that got Kirkland to strike out. That may be his go-to pitch. One ball, two strikes, a peek at first, and low. 2-2 now. Jacob Key over at first after being hit by a pitch. One out, one on. Swing and a miss. And Benefield becomes the second strikeout victim for LaPiccolo.
Now batting the first baseman, number 18, Riker Christinas.
So it's going to be up to Riker Christinas to get something going here. Riker is the Stars' first baseman. Throw over. And Key is back. Alex Kerrigan is taking his warm-up tosses. Uh-oh. Riker Christinas sends this one over the left field wall.
And out of the park, a two-run shot. No doubt about it.
Key scores. Christinas. Once again, Ride Dog goes yard here at his home field. A two-run home run. And just like that, once again with the swing of the bat, that's what got him here in the sectional game. He hit a big homer. Now this gives them the 2-1 lead and a brand new ball game here in the first. Alex Kerrigan swung on, fly ball, left center. It is up against the wall. He's rounding first. He's going to head into second. Standing up, they throw the cutoff over there to third. It is a two-out double for Kerrigan after the Christinas homer. Let's keep this hitting up here, guys. I'm liking this. Back-to-back hits, one a homer, one a double, and Zach Pearson, the DH, makes his way out. Langworthy is going to be running at second. So Langworthy in for Kerrigan. 2-1. Siegel on two hits. Hit batter also came back to bite LaPiccolo. Pitch low and outside. One ball, no strikes. Zach Pearson, if he can do something here, McCurry would be next. LaPiccolo peeks back at second. Dancing around there is Langworthy. And the pitch is high. Two balls, no strikes. 2-2-0 for Siegel. Breaking ball pitch, took something off, and it's a strike called this time. Pearson didn't offer at that pitch, which has been his get-out pitch, LaPiccolo's. The 2-1, swung on, lined over the third baseman's head. I think Langworthy's going to go home, and there's not even going to be a throw there. Zach Pearson with the RBI single, scoring Langworthy. It is now 3-0 Stars. All of this with two out. Let's keep it going. So McCurry. We've had a double, a single, and a home run. So now how about a triple? Let's just hit for the cycle here in this inning. First pitch is in there from the Piccolo for a called strike, 0-1. The pitch down low, swung on and missed by Matt. At first is Zach Pearson. Delivered the RBI single. Swung on. Chopper to short. Deep in the hole. No play for McIlvain. He was shaded on the second base side. And McCurry with a single. This is the fourth hit in a row with two out. A home run, a double, and now two singles. Jordan Middleton, who had a huge day yesterday, stands in here. The pitch to Middleton is going to be foul tipped at the plate. Middleton, the third baseman, he had a day to remember. One of the great seniors here at Siegel. Pitch on the outside corner, floats that one in there for a strike, and he's ahead 0-2. Of course, the Middletons good friends with our buddy Sonny Gray, the pitcher for the A's. 0-2, going to be popped up, fouled back this way. It's playable by the third baseman, and drifting back is Jackson to make the grab. So a high pop to third ends the inning, but not before Siegel comes back and makes some big noise. They score three runs on 1, 2, 3, 4 hits. There was not a walk, but one hit batter, and there were two left on base. Your new score as we go to the top of the second. 3-1, Siegel leading Summit on State Farm. Prep Baseball.
For over four decades, Fans Heating and Air has been a symbol of quality for Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Alton and Jason Fan are there to ensure quality to every customer, even showing up on site. Fans Heating and Air is located on Jayhawk Court near the County School Board offices. They ask that you stop by or call 893-7930. That's 893-7930. For friendly, complete service on Amana, Bryant, or York Heating and Air products, Fans will do it all. Sell you your choice of products, and then install it with their factory-trained, experienced professional staff. In the unlikely event you need service, Fans will be there with trained technicians. Fans specializes in new homes, custom homes, or existing buildings. Give Fans Heating and Air a call today, 893-7930, 893-7930. Good luck to all our schools and student-athletes from Fans Heating and Air.
State Farm. I'm State Farm agent Michael Busey, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
First pitch to Ryan Gill. Gill lines it over near short, and Benefield with a great over the back catch for out number one. So a fly out to short retires McGill. And Stocks looking for a big inning here. Ryan Stocks on the bump for the Siegel Stars, staked now to a 3-1 lead after a great bottom of the first. Stocks winds and deals. Took something off there, floats it outside for a ball to Davis Jackson, the third baseman. 9-hole hitter. Big deep breath by Stocks. The pitch swung on, lined into right field, base hit. Really just right up center field. So a one-out single.
Now batting the center fielder.
That
eight,
is
Will,
1, 2, 3, the third hit of the game for the Summit Spartans. Kind of give you a look at the road these two teams have had here in the state tournament. By the way, Stewart's Creek baseball is playing Arlington right now as well. I need to keep up with those scores. Oh, this hit him right in the back. Will Dalton takes one. So a hit batsman. Runners at first and second. That puts the tying run now at first for Chris McIlvain. Summit beat Siegel 7-2, then Sevier County 11-0 to get here to this game. So this is only their third game. Where Siegel lost that first game 7-2 to Summit, they had to beat Collierville yesterday 6-5, and then Sevier County yesterday 10-0 to get to this game. Pitch misses high. Let me tell you something about Sevier County. Sevier County came in, lost 3-0 to or won 3-0 over Collierville. They got run ruled by Summit 11-0 yesterday afternoon, and then Siegel did the same thing to him 10-0. After this pitch, I'll tell you more. It's in the dirt. Kerrigan keeps it in front. The bad thing about that is they had the Gatorade Player of the Year and Mr. Baseball in Class AAA, and he never saw the field. It's maybe a good thing for Siegel. Bad thing for them, but their coach had to make a very gutsy call, and he did. And I think he ought to be Coach of the Year. Just saying. Check up on Stewart's Creek Baseball in a second. The 2-0 pitch swung on, lined into left field. If it's fair, it's a problem, but it's not. It hits up against the wall in foul territory. McIlvain gave that one quite a ride. Checking up on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard here, 3-1. Siegel up, but a little trouble brewing here. This pitch swung on, shot past third. No play for Middleton. Middleton just couldn't get there. So the fourth hit of the game sends Jackson to third, Dalton to second, and at first is McIlvain with only one out. And now some conversation between Stocks and Benefield here. Will Duffy in to pitch for the Red Hawks of Stewart's Creek. They trail 4-0. The Red Hawks trail 4-0. Still just one out in the top of the first. Swung on, popped up. Third base side. Running is Murray, and it's going to drop. It drops in fair territory. One run will score. Two runs will score. And we're tied again. Jackson scores from third. Dalton scores from second. McIlvain all the way at third. And at second is Brandon Johns,
the designated hitter, number 27,
with the fifth hit of the game. Two ribbies on the double there, and the trouble continues, and that's going to bring out Coach Craig Revis. We're tied at 3-3. A lot of offense in this game, to say the least. 4-0, again, Arlington leading. And there is going to be a pitching change for the Siegel Stars. So we'll take a break, come back, and we'll let you know who that new pitcher is for Siegel when we come back on State Farm Prep Baseball.
Get to a better State Farm.
Are you driving around in state of doubt, wondering how your car insurance will really take care of you? I'm State Farm Agent Monty King. Let me get you to a state of confidence that the coverage you're driving around with is actually driven by your wants and your needs. 220-2210.
Get to a better State Farm.
One in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, I'm State Farm Agent Trey Helton, and I can help you get to a better state. 895-0500.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, proud sponsor of the Game of the Week. when we have nothing left and find something more.
When every muscle, every bead of sweat pushes us beyond our limits.
In that moment,
the athlete in all of us is born.
The sports medicine specialist at Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance champion athletes of all ages.
When something takes you out of the game, TOA is there to skillfully repair, reconstruct, rehabilitate,
and return you to the pursuit of glory that only sport can bring.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance. We help you heal.
State Farm. I'm State Farm agent Andy Womack, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
Seth Petrie is your new pitcher for the Siegel Stars, finishing up his warm-up tosses. He has seen some action here in this state tournament, spring fling. Stocks being pulled after pitching an inning and a third. Been five hits off of him, and three of those have been doubles here in this game. We find ourselves tied up with only one out, and Petrie inherits a pretty good mess. And Reed Johnson, the designated hitter and the DH, I said, and the, I meant to say, and the cleanup guy, he's a four-hole hitter, is due up, so not a good spot here for Petrie to inherit. Runners at second and third, still one out. Swung on the first pitch. Fly ball to left. Murray says he's got it, and he does at the warning track. Runners tag, and one run will score. Summit takes the lead again, 4-3. McIlvain scores. Johnson with the sack fly. RBI.
Number 18,
it's now 4-3. Spartans. The good news here, there are two out. The bad news is Levi Dalton, or make that Levi Hood, doubled his last time up. This time pops it up back this way. It's so hot. How hot is it? Well, maybe 20 minutes ago I had a cup full of ice, and now it's just a cup full of, a half cup of water. Oh, this hit him. So a hit batsman. That is the first one, second one of this inning. So that's going to load up the bases.
Right fielder, number 24, Caleb Carver-Pack.
I'm sorry. Runners at the corners. I said bases loaded, but that was before that hit there a minute ago by Johns.
Got a
courtesy runner.
CJ Esteban.
Esteban is back in to run. So Esteban at first. At third is Johns. Two out. And Kalen Carver-Pack drew a walk his first time up. Pitch from Petrie. Just misses low on the outside corner to the right-handed batter. It's been a game full of high offense. You see that in the, pardon me, you see that in these games. Pitch swung on, popped up. Middleton said he has it. I've got it, and he does. Pop up to third, ends the inning with the Middleton catch there. Here's your inning recap. There were three runs scored on one, two, three hits. There were no walks, two hit batters, and there were two left on base. So your score is now 4-3, Summit over Siegel, as we continue State Farm Prep Sports on News Radio WGNS.
Parents are very involved with our school.
Middle Tennessee Christian School, secondary principal Todd Miller.
At MTCS, we're blessed with phenomenal support from our parents, solid homes with structure and discipline. At Middle Tennessee Christian School, we have a group of teachers and coaches who truly care about kids, and it's far deeper than coaching on the field or teaching in the class.
MTCS.
Listen, when you have precious cargo, you want a reliable vehicle, right? This is Brian Barrett. I needed a van to more easily get around, so I visited with Jimmy Evans at Evans Auto Exchange. He had several options for me to choose from, and we checked it out bumper to bumper. I got the Carfax. I have to say, I couldn't be happier with my Toyota van and the way they treated me at Evans Auto Exchange. You can look at the hundreds of vehicles they have at evansautoexchange.com. Visit my friends at Evans Auto Exchange on Broad in the old Neil Sandler building.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
C.J. Murray leading off here, the Siegel second. The count is two balls and a strike to him. It's Murray, then top of the order, Kirkland and Key. Siegel trailing by a run. It's 4-3. The Piccolo on the mound for Summit. Solid hit, speared by the third baseman, Jackson. What a great play there. Jackson just happened to be shaded toward the second base side there and made a great stabbing catch. So Murray robbed of a hit there as he lines to third for the first out. Now back to the top of the order and Tyler Kirkland, who struck out.
Our boy.
His first time up, back just last inning. Strike on the outer half is in there for a strike. Kirkland again striking out. Siegel sending eight to the plate in the top or the bottom of the first. This pitch swung on and fouled away. We'll have Siegel and Dixon County softball for you later. Same spot with this fly ball. Sends it over on the other side, really toward the middle school. If you've been to the Siegel Park. 1-2, swung on, chopper to second. Paris gobbles it up. Soft toss to McGill at first for out number two. Going to bring up Jacob Key.
Jacob Key
was hit by a pitch, and Jacob scored a run. One of three in that first for the Stars. Sends this one, a chopper to third, and booted by Jackson, the third baseman. So as good of a play as he made before, this time with two out. Is that going to be a hit or an error? That is going to be a hit. It was going to be a tough play for Jackson there. So that is a hit, and that is one, two, three, four, the fifth one off of LaPiccolo. And with two out, it's where Siegel made all their noise last time. Drew Benefield, who struck out in his first at-bat, swings and misses on the first pitch. They scored all three runs with two out. This low for a ball. With two out and one on, Christina's hit a two-run bomb. Then a double by Kerrigan. Pearson with a single, and McCurry with a hit. Swing and a miss, two away. One and two.
Come on, kid. Go ahead and again.
The long throw in time. And that's going to end the inning. Drew Benefield grounds out.
First baseman.
No, not in time. He reaches. Sorry about that. Had a little technical difficulty and I had to look down and look away. Key at third. And an error. Error on the throw. E5. Benefield at first. Key is at third. For Riker Christinas. Riker hit a bomb in the first, a two-run blast, no doubt about it. This pitch, breaking ball low. One ball, one strike.
Don't lose them.
Two out. Runners at first and second. Benefield all the way down there at second now on the air. Breaking ball is low for a ball. A walk would load up the bases with two out. I would just like to see what Riker can do with the old pipe. The 2-1. Right down the middle. Takes the count to two and two now. The pitch to Riker Christinas. Breaking ball pitch, low and outside. That's the pitch he's gotten over a few times for swinging strikes, but the guys have figured it out now. The count is full, three and two. With two out, two on, the pitch in the dirt, and walked him. So a base on balls. That is the first one of those given up by LaPiccolo. Base is loaded, full of stars, with two out for Alex Kerrignan. Alex doubled his last time up. It was part of that four-hit first where they scored three runs. Right now trailing 4-3 to the Summit Spartans. With two out, the pitch, breaking ball outside. Seagulls first, they scored their runs with two out. Can they do it again here? Both teams even and hits with five apiece. The 1-0 in there. Nice breaking ball pitch with a little zip. One ball and one strike. LaPiccolo comes set and now steps off the rubber. Long look in now. The sign from Hood. Now the pitch popped up.
All right, let's go,
and
let's go.
Out of play.
Rain it out. Go, one, two, rain it out.
One and two. Kerrignan, the pitch to him. This one going to be swung on and fouled away, just like before. And now LaPiccolo's pitch, this one in the dirt. It's low. Two balls, two strikes. No place to put him.
Hey, just relax.
The pitch, breaking ball. Three for base hit. One run will score. He scores. Two runs will score. And the Stars regain the lead. He scores the fourth run. Benefield scores the fifth run. Christinas goes to second. Kerrignan at first. Now Langworthy coming in to run for him. A two RBI single for Alex Kerrignan, and the Stars now lead 5-4. Never give up on these Stars. Pitch low to Pearson. He singled, drove in a run back in the first. Pitch, strike called. One ball and one strike to Pearson. Two on, here's the pitch, swung on past the shortstop. Christinas, they're waving him home. There's going to be a play at the plate. He's safe. There actually wasn't a play at the plate. Now they've got him hung up between first and second. They send the run in! Langworthy scores! They caught Pearson between first and second, and while that was going on, Kerrignan snuck in. It's now 7-4, and safe at second is Pearson. So it's a single for Pearson. He's going to drive in just one of those runs on that play, right? Well, he got caught up here. Let me explain. He got caught up between first and second, and Langworthy came on in to score. He would only have driven in one of those runs. So that's we're going to give him an RBI. There is a meeting on the mound here between the Summit folks. So Siegel has struck for four runs here in this second, all with two out.
Number 27, Matt McCurry.
And it's going to bring up Matt McCurry. He singled his last time up. John Dinkins going to join me here when we get a break in the action. Swung on. McCurry sends one into deep left. And deep and deep and deep and hooking foul out in Thompson Lane. I don't know where it went, but Siegel baseball players got a kick out of it. 0-1 breaking ball pitch is high. Let's see, 1-2-3. They've scored four runs on three hits, a walk, and an error. Swing and a miss. The count goes to 1-2. Siegel now leading 7-4. Three runs in the first, four runs in this second, and it's not over yet. And all of those runs scored with two out. This one tipped back and into the mask of the umpire. Jordan Middleton would be next. McCurry singled his last time up. So Pearson has delivered two singles, has driven in two runs in each inning. He's running. He's going to have to come back here now. This pitch fouled back. This all started a line out to third by Murray. A ground out to second by Kirkland. A single by Key. Benefield reached on an error, a walk of Christina's, and then the Kerrigan single, pitch low, followed by the Pearson single. And Pearson gets credit for an RBI. He got caught between first and second, and they were playing over that way. Shot past the pitcher, right up the middle. They're going to send him. Pearson scores. Pearson rounding second to third, and he comes in after the McCurry single. Give him the RBI as well. It is now 8-4 Stars. Pitch in there for a strike to Jordan Middleton. We're going to have to get out that other equipment, I think, John, in between innings here. We may be off for a little extended time. We're going to set up some alternate equipment here to give us a little better signal. One ball, one strike to Middleton. Batted around now with mid here. It's part of a big inning for the Stars. One ball, two strikes to Middleton. Chopper to short. Picked up there by the shortstop McElvain. The throw to first. And that's going to end the inning. So here is your inning recap. The Stars score four runs on 1, 2, 3, 4 hits. There was one walk. There was one error. And there was only one left on base. Your new scores. We go to the third. It is 8-4, Stars leading the Summit Spartans on State Farm. Prep Baseball.
Prentice Allsup Heating and Air, a reliable, affordable solution to your heating and air needs.
If your old unit needs a tune-up, the professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air service all major brands and even same-day service in most cases.
Call today at 890-1311.
They offer complete duct cleaning services and free estimates on a new system featuring Heil, Rood, and GMC products.
Rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air.
Prentice Allsup Heating and Air on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
Online at PrenticeAllsup.com.
Looking for a romance novel with angels? Anna's Way by D.F. Jones is the second book in the Ditch Lane Diaries series. Follow the three childhood friends from college to adulthood as they experience love and joy heartache and tears, held in the hands of destiny by divine spiritual forces. For buy links and all book titles, go to dfjonesauthor.com. That's dfjonesauthor.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Mullins with J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts on West Northfield Boulevard.
You'll find a wide selection of jewelry and gifts at J. Mullins Jewelry.
Something for everybody. A gift for the guy that's 15 years old that needs to buy something for his girlfriend. But also I want to have that really, really nice present for a 50th anniversary.
J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts. Inspired by you. On West Northfield Boulevard in the shopping center behind Capital Bank.
All right, listen up.
You've had a good practice. We can't let up now.
This is the game that counts. We're coming off a trip to the state finals.
We're not about to let this streak end here.
And when we win,
we're going to have Sir Pizza waiting for us in the locker room.
Now get up there and finish strong.
Yeah!
Hey, where are you going?
Feels that way.
You shouldn't have mentioned Sir Pizza.
Get your game face on and head over to Sir Pizza with three Murfreesboro locations. On East Main, South Church at Barfield Crescent, and on Memorial between the VA and Sportscom.
Go Square Slices!
Craig's Tax Service at 142 Heritage Park Drive offers complete tax preparation, financial, and bookkeeping services.
This is Brandon Craig with Craig's Tax Service. We're proud to support all Rutherford County athletes.
Craig's Tax Service reminds you that it makes sense to get help with your taxes. Call 890-2233 for an appointment.
We've been serving Rutherford County since 1988.
Craig's Tax Service, 890-2233.
We're just off Memorial Boulevard at 142 Heritage Park Drive.
There is a difference at Loveless Fine Photography.
We have, I bet, 20 different backgrounds for inside that you can pick from.
And Alan Loveless has developed his property's secret garden, and the waterfall is gorgeous.
And people think about little ones in their yards. This is a big one where you can sit on it, you can get under it, and a lot of our couples are getting under the waterfall at the end of this session.
Take a look at the photo galleries at lovelessphotography.com. Loveless Photography, 890-1558. For portraits you'll love, why settle for less?
This is Juan at Midas of Murfreesboro. We're on Northwest Broad between Kroger and the Country Club. Midas is known for mufflers and exhausts, and we do it like no one else.
This is Eric at Midas of Murfreesboro, where we also do brakes, tires, oil changes, alignments, diagnostics.
If it's a problem for you, then we can solve it.
There's no car or truck problem we can't solve to get you back safely on the road.
Midas of Murfreesboro.
We're on Northwest Broad Street between Kroger's and the Country Club.
Trust the Midas touch.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Jeannie Allman, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
No ball and one strike is the count here to McGill. Wade LaPiccolo reached here.
He walked, Brian.
Okay, I was just trying to figure out. Thank you. In the mess of trying to figure out what was trying to change some equipment out here, give us a little more stable signal, and to bring John Dinkins back into the fray.
I'm back in the fray.
Yeah, boy, aren't you?
Somehow. There we go.
You hear okay now?
Sorta, but that's okay. Well, go ahead. We're good. Don't worry about me. I'm a team player.
Ryan McGill stands in here looking at a 1-1 pitch. Fouled it back this way. Siegel leading 8-4. Somebody's going to have to go through this equipment bag one of these days. It's a mess right now. Siegel struck for 5 runs in the second, 3 runs in the first. They lead 8-4. Swung on, fly ball, and it is going to be hooking foul into the bullpen area.
I would say it's been a lot of hitting in this one since I got over here.
Let's see, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 hits between the two. We're only in the second. Petrie's pitch swung on past third. It's going to get all the way out to left field. Standing up at third is LaPiccolo. And a double here by Gill.
Yeah, Brian, and Jake Craig is running for Piccolo.
Okay.
So he's at third.
So Craig running for Piccolo at third base. Runners at second and third.
Just another day at the old ballpark.
Yeah.
But your umbrella's nice. I like it.
I got you one, but if you're going to talk about it,
no,
I'm going to take it back.
I'm going to gut it out with this one. I'm going to go one more.
Are you?
Yep.
I mean, you can set this one up. I bought it for you.
Well, as much difficulty as we had trying to change equipment, I really don't want to try it right now.
I need to change broadcasters one of these days.
Did you check the budget on that? That is really swanky.
Well, I'll tell you about it in a break. First pitch here to Davis Jackson. Chopper to short. Deep in the hole, Benefield picks it up and drops. Run's going to score. So Craig running for LaPiccolo scores. Gill stays at second. At first on the E6, no RBI for Jackson. So instead of the first out, a run scores. Still nobody out and runners at first and second. Well, John, that's one of those you don't see very often. I mean, he had it. I think he anticipated maybe it was before he had the ball, kind of anticipated what he was going to do with it. 8-5 now, Siegel up. Nice pitch here by Seth Petrie. Problem is, John, you're going to see a little bit of everything in a game like this.
Yeah, you will. And he's already kind of thrown out some of all the stops, hadn't he?
The pitch from Petrie after another look back at second. Here it is. Popped up into center field. Kirkland says he's got it. Runners cannot tag. Nice throw in from Kirkland. Threw it to third in a hurry. One out. So Dalton flies to center field. He is 0-2, but has scored a run after reaching on a hit batsman.
We're checking if our fans are listening to us in right field, behind the right field.
Oh, yeah? You're going to see if they flash
right
lights
field.
Or something?
Yeah, wave at me if you're listening today out there.
Chris McElvain. Chris McElvain has been a very tough out. He takes a strike on the first pitch to him. He doubled and scored a run in the first, singled and scored a run in the second. This would be a big out here for Seth Petrie. With the long look in, Seth peeked back at second, and yet another, and yet another. And here's the pitch. It's in there for a strike call. 0-2. Let's see. Haven't had a score. Haven't been able to check the scores here a lot recently. See what's going on with Stewart's Creek. I'll do that now in between pitches. 0-2 is going to be fouled back this way somewhere. Let's see. Arlington leading 5-2. 5-2. They lead Stewart's Creek on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard in baseball. I'm trying to see what inning that's in. 0-2 pitch. Took something off and struck him out. Swinging. That's a big get there for Seth Petrie. His first strikeout of the afternoon, and it comes at a very crucial time here, Johnny. Kind of, you don't want another big inning like they had in the second.
No, it
kind of takes away from your big innings, doesn't it?
Somewhere along the line, you have to shut the door, on them.
Golly, that was only, it took 38 minutes to play the first inning over there at Oakland Baseball. About that much here. I think they're in the second. They're probably pretty close to where we are. Second, maybe third. One ball, no strikes to Brandon Johnston. Reached on a walk and also had a double. This time a little blooper to third. It's going to be picked up by Middleton over there, and Middleton steps on the bag for the force out. So a ground out to third ends the inning. So they keep the damage to a minimum. One run was scored on one hit. There was a walk, and there were two left. So we move along here to the bottom of the third with your score, 8-5. Siegel leads Summit on State Farm Prep Baseball.
The time is now. What's option? The time is now.
Why accept one offer when you can have multiple? From residential, commercial, estates, or farms, the Parks Auction team can handle everything. And a common myth in real estate is that the sale of a home at auction is a sign of distress. That couldn't be further from the truth. Auctions are fast, efficient, and profitable. Visit ParksAuction.com and you'll see why. Also, check out their upcoming auctions there. Middle Tennessee Christian School. Training for eternity.
That starts with practicing our faith.
Secondary school principal Todd Miller.
Writing research papers and solving chemistry equations. Scoring touchdowns, hitting three-pointers, hitting home runs, and scoring soccer goals. We want to be the best that we can be at every single thing we do, and we'll not settle for anything less.
Middle Tennessee Christian School. Online at mtcscougars.org.
State Farm. I'm State Farm agent Monty King, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
8-5 as we roll along here to the bottom of the third on State Farm Prep Baseball coverage. Siegel has to win this one and win the next one to get to the state championship game. Right now, they are leading 8-5 versus Summit. And I wrote that on the wrong sheet. Wolcott?
Wolcott, W-O-L-C-O-T-T.
Wolcott is the new pitcher in for LaPiccolo. And he is 1-1 to C.J. Murray. Pitch, that elbow high there, just above. Takes the count to 3-1. Swung on, pretty well hit by Murray. Deep into center, and a running catch by Johns from left retires Murray. He flies out for Tyler Kirkland. Kirkland is struck out and grounded to second. First pitch is a ball to Kirkland. And now a shot to second. Heads over to first with the throw. And Kirkland is retired. Two away for Siegel.
McElvain really ranged wide to his left that time. Kind of speared that as it was going up the middle. Nice play. That was really sweet.
Well, this has happened twice before. Pitch on the outside corner is a strike called. Siegel has scored all eight of their runs with two out. Swung on, fly ball into center. Not going to happen this time, though, I don't think. Dalton, oh, it dropped right in front of him. Rounding first is key. He's headed to second. He's headed to third, and they're going to hold him up there.
Well, Dalton slipped as he was coming in, and then he tried to dive and make it, but he couldn't get it. And that was he really had the ball pegged and was going to catch it, and then disaster happened for him. But good news for us.
Well, that is a hit.
Yes.
But it is a single, right?
Well.
Or a double.
I don't know if he touched
call it.
It
a triple.
I couldn't tell. I just give him a triple.
Well, we'll
the outfielder did slip before he got to the ball.
That's true.
It's another big run out there too, Brian. We need all we can get here.
Certainly is. And like I said before, their runs have scored with two outs, all eight of them. So why not here for Drew Benefield? Drew takes a pitch outside. He reached on an error, scored a run in the second, also struck out.
LaPiccolo is playing third now, Brian, as well, I think. Yes, that is LaPiccolo.
And Benefield's going to pop this one up deep right side. And redemption for Dalton out there. As he flies out center field.
He's got to be tired, I'm telling you.
He's run all over the outfield here. No runs. There was a hit and one left stranded on base. Let's move along to the fourth with your score. Siegel leads Summit 8-5 on State Farm Prep Baseball.
Get to a better State Farm.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, your insurance, your life? I'm State Farm agent Celeste Middleton. Let me help you get to a better state by handling your auto, home, and life insurance. 895-2700.
Get to a better State Farm.
Sometimes money's hard to get and even harder to keep. I'm State Farm agent David Wilson. And I'd like to offer you a discount double check. My team and I can go through your car insurance policy to make sure you're getting the discounts you deserve. Give me a call today at 893-9898.
State Farm. I'm State Farm agent Celeste Middleton, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
We are back here at Siegel High School. Brian Barrett, John Dinkins with you. Just trying to keep up on Twitter. It's going to the top of the third. Stewart's Creek had the bases loaded and came up empty in the second. They still trail 5-2. To Arlington. Here it's Siegel leading 8-5 versus the Summit Spartans. And it's Reed Johnson, the batter. Reed, the designated hitter.
Are you going to be able to get out of that chair?
It's not easy.
It's hard, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then what do you do with the top? Can you lift it up?
Yeah, it goes back.
Oh, okay.
Pitch on the outside corner from Petrie is in there for a strike. One ball, one strike.
Feeding you grapes, you know, it'd be just very appropriate.
But it is, it's 10 degrees cooler under here, trust me.
It is. Good breeze blowing through there.
Yeah. This one fouled back. So you're not going to try yours out.
I just kind of thought it'd already be set up for me. I didn't.
I didn't have time.
Okay, yeah. Well,
it was rough.
I've already been through, like, sunstroke at Starplex.
You see what we're dealing with under this table?
Yeah, I do now.
Two balls, two strikes to Reed Johnson. This one swung on into center field, base hit. So a leadoff single. Seventh hit of the game.
Now batting number 18,
and
catcher Levi Hood.
Brings Levi Hood. I think this is going to be a battle of attrition here.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, nothing feels safe.
No.
I mean,
the later we get, you still have the lead, the better you feel maybe.
Yep.
But nothing, there's nothing secure. First pitch is swung on and tipped by Levi Hood. He's doubled and reached on a hit batsman.
Petrie got that one up in his eyes. That was a good pitch. Had a lot of good zip on it.
He peeks over at first. And now the 0-1. Breaking ball. Trying to bunt it. And bunts it foul. So he's in the hole here. Kalen Carver-Pack would be next. Summit scored one in the first, three in the second, and one in the third. Siegel scored three in the first, five in the second. Did not score in the third. We're here in the top of the fourth inning. Swung on. Chopper to Benefield. Throw to second. On to first. Two! Double play. That goes 6-4-3 for the DP.
And that took a really tough hop on Benefield at the last second. He stayed with it and made the nice turn to second.
And the throw to Christinas from Key was just a smidge wide, and Christinas did a good job of keeping his foot on the bag. Two away now. Base is empty for Pack, or Carver Pack. And the pitch is a strike inside.
Double plays, the pitcher's best friend, I'm telling you.
Well, Seth could use that. Seth Petrie. In the dirt. Let's see. Seth came in here. I think he's only given up the one run, if I remember correctly. This pitch in there for a strike. And Kalen looks over and says, not buying it. One ball, two strikes. And the pitch. Fastball inside. Is high for a ball. Evens it up at 2-2. Piccolo is on deck. Maybe we won't have to see him. Looking for the first three up, three down inning for anybody. The 2-2. Breaking ball. Just misses. Kerrigan gives him the thumbs up and says, that's a good pitch. But the man behind the plate called it a ball. The payoff pitch, fastball right down the middle. Swung on and a high fly ball into center field. And Kirkland back there to take care of it for out number three. So it was a three-up, three-down inning. Despite the hit, that was a race by the double play ball, so nobody left on base. We move along to the bottom of the fourth with your score, Siegel 8, Summit 4 on State Farm Prep Baseball.
This is Steve Martin at Steve Martin Construction. From the plan, design to build, we know that your biggest investment is your home. At Steve Martin Construction, we'll spend as much time as needed to ensure your custom design home is exactly what you need and want. Give me a call at 904-9639 and see some of our work online at stevemartinconstruction.com. I can guarantee every detail will exceed your expectation. Steve Martin Construction, 904-9639.
We're talking now with Heather here at Carpets by Osborne. What are some of the advantages that Carpets by Osborne has?
Being a family business and being locally owned and operated, we do free estimates. We have our own subcontractors that work for our business. We will come out, look at your floor covering. Throughout the whole process, you deal with an individual. You're not passed off to different contractors. We handle it from start to finish.
Carpets by Osborne on Northwest Broad Street next to Southeastern Tire.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent David Wilson, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
Well, to lead off here, this bottom of the fourth is Riker Christinas. Rye Dog has already homered in this game, a two-run blast in the first. Takes the first pitch for a ball. Christinas, Kerrigan, and Pearson. 4, 5, and 6 hitters due up here. This one fouled back into the screen. Coach Revis making a slow trot out to third. 1-1, going to be flied out to left field and very deep. And under it there is Johns for the out. Took forever to get there.
Catcher, number 13.
One away for Alex Kerrigan. It has been uncanny how this game has gone along for the Stars and how they have scored. Scored every run with two out over the course of two innings. They did not score in the third. 3 in the first, 5 in the second. The 0-1 pitch. High. Evens it up at 1-1 to Kerrigan. Love saying Alex's name. Fly ball into right field. Carver Pack drifts under it, and he's got it. That's two. Now it's time for Siegel to go to work now, huh?
Next up for Siegel, number 6, the designated hitter.
See if designated hitter Zach Pearson can do anything about it, and he has been a difficult out today for LaPiccolo and Wolcott. He singled, drove in a run, and scored a run. Actually, drove in two runs. Fouls this one back. Wolcott, the pitcher, in relief of LaPiccolo in this game. Fastball jammed him up inside. Popped it up first base side. McGill is there. And the high pop to first is going to end the inning. So a three up, three down fourth for both teams. Let's move along to the fifth inning. with your score. Siegel leads Summit 8-5 on State Farm Prep Baseball.
Behold, Little Caesar's deep, deep dish pizza with more cheese.
But where did they put it?
In the crust.
Yes, they added over 3.5 feet of cheese right in the crust.
Cheesy crust, cheesy crust. They put it in the crust.
It makes something great even better.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
Pizza.
Get your cheesy stuffed crust pizza now at Little Caesars on Memorial, Rutherford Boulevard, and Franklin Road.
Pizza, pizza.
You'll feel the difference at Jerry Potts Car Care when you walk in the door at 2420 Southgate Boulevard.
It's family. I feel we offer an alternative to having to go to the dealer.
That's Stacy Potts Orphis at Jerry Potts Car Care.
We treat everybody with respect. We're going to fix their vehicle how we would fix our own vehicle and make it safe. And we stand behind everything.
Jerry Potts Car Care. Just off South Church by the County School Board Office.
2420 Southgate Boulevard, 867-6622.
I'm State Farm Agent Trey Helton, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
Brian Barrett and John Dinkins here with you. Latest score out at Oakland in the Arlington and Stewart's Creek game. Arlington leading the Red Hawks 5-2. That's going to the fourth. 5-2 going to the fourth. And do we have a heat issue going on over there in the Siegel dugout? There's been a pause in play. Is that what somebody got hot in the dugout there? So that's why we've kind of suspended play here a little bit. I can certainly understand. Looks like they're getting someone's parent out here. They've suspended the play here for a moment. Not really able to see who it is in the dugout, and not that.
Well, I think that's Dr. Langworthy they're talking to, but I think it's maybe for advice, maybe.
Well, I know that was John Ross who came out, and that's his son, so it's not John Ross, but of course, Dr. Langworthy. John Ross's father. And I would assume that it's some kind of heat-related issue. Of course, I don't know what else could have happened over there in between innings. Meanwhile, John, I guess maybe a brief word about what happened in softball today. I know that score looks bad, and it's not a way that you want to end the softball season, but the Lady Redhawks have a lot to be proud of.
They certainly do, and I really thought the three-run homer by Clarksville in the third really kind of deflated them a little bit. And they were tied 1-1, and then that three-run homer came. And, I don't like to judge people, how they're feeling in a game, that kind of thing. But you could kind of see a little bit of a dejected, well, here we go. We're down. All of a sudden you're down by three runs on one shot. So it kind of went downhill from there. And as it turned out, we've got a lot to be proud of with the Lady Redhawks. They played well. And I think they almost looked like they may have run out a little bit of gas today.
Well, I know we had some a lot of thank yous on Twitter for covering the games, as many as we could. And I guess with this long pause here, it does give us kind of a chance to catch our breath a little bit, going from one park to the next and starting a game with you and then coming over here and then you running over. That's just been kind of our last 2 days, 3 days now. But that's all right. Somebody wants the guest spot fill-in for us here, huh?
I haven't seen him in forever.
Who was that? I didn't even
see. Chad Harrison.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah.
Well, how about that?
And he could just come over here and talk on the radio without,
he can talk, that's for sure.
The way it is over here. We can just do whatever we want to.
Is he here recruiting for Brian Harrell's job?
I'm not really sure. I'm not really sure.
That's what he's doing there in the Sumner County area now, working with FCA. So, great guy. My former pastor, as a matter of fact, coming out to support Siegel baseball. He was out here at Siegel for a while. John, I have a feeling that this had to do with Christina's. What was it? Taping up his arm. So I guess something was going on.
So nothing with heat. That's good.
We just kind of assumed that. A little soft dribbler. Middleton, the throw, not in time. Well, Piccolo beat it out by about a half a step despite a strike thrown there by Middleton. That's going to be a leadoff hit for LaPiccolo.
I will tell you this. There's 8 million people here. Right? I mean, I'm telling you.
it's nuts.
I mean, it is crazy.
And it's 3:15 in the afternoon.
Yeah, where's everybody? No, never mind. I'll go there.
Chopper to Middleton. Throw to Sackett. On to first, and it is a double play. That's 5-4-3 for the double play. A nice stop by Middleton. A good throw to Key at second. Key stumbled a little bit, John, and I thought that might have cost him, but he threw a bullet to Christinas at first.
And Christinas did a nice pickup there, too. Petri has kind of settled down here and putting up some big innings here for Coach Craig Revis. And boy, if he could maybe go the rest of the way here, well, that would be a big pick-me-up.
Seth Petri fires this one in there to Jackson, Davis Jackson, ahead in the count, 2-0. So that erases LaPiccolo's single, and the base is empty with two out. This in there for a strike. Summit scored one in the first, three in the second, one in the third. 8-5, Siegel up. Fly ball into center field. Kirkland drifts back around the 360 mark. Crowd number three on the fly to center field. Back-to-back, three up, three down innings, and they all worked out the same way. A leadoff single followed by a double play and then a fly out to center. This is a fun game, isn't it? We move along to the bottom of the fifth with your score, Siegel 8, Summit 5 on State Farm. Prep Baseball.
Who brings home convenience with new technology while planning for the future and all the things we'll need?
Of service through changes and through time.
Murfreesboro Electric since 1939. Every year, every day, every hour.
Murfreesboro Electric, my hometown power.
Hello, this is Jimmy Evans, owner of Evans Auto Exchange. Y'all have heard me on the radio. This message today is for people who have bad credit. No matter how bad it is, we can put you in a car or truck. We're talking about nice cars and trucks. 100% guaranteed. We 100% guarantee that we will get you financed. Bring your bad credit and come on down and see us at Evans Auto Exchange, evansautoexchange.com, 2240 Northwest Broad here in Murfreesboro, right next door to the Harley dealer.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Michael Busey, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
It's Matt McCurry leading off here for the Stars. 1-2 pitch. Outside. Swung on and missed. They are really quick in these in-between innings, by the way. That is the first strikeout. Forgot to mark where Wolcott came in, but I know that's his first strikeout. Brings up Jordan Middleton. High pop to third, grounded to short. 0-2. Well, he had a career day yesterday.
Oh, he did.
He helped him in both games win those.
He sure did.
1-1 pitch to him. Grounder to third. Scooped up by LaPiccolo there. The throw across the field to first. Out number two. Boy, the Wolcott in relief has come in and settled things down a little bit too, John. And if we continue to play this on out, Siegel's going to win this game.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Pitch low to C.J. Murray. 0-2 day for Murray. 1-0 right over his head. My left arm is getting a lot more sun than my right. You're getting a lot of sun too, aren't you?
Yes, yes. I'm enjoying it. It's great. Weather's great.
Good day. This one did hit him in the back now.
He was trying to, looks like to me, he was trying to get a breaking pitch over, and both times he was trying to break it in and let it come across the plate, and he just got away from him.
So with two out, runner at first in Murray after being hit by a pitch, and Kirkland almost swings out of his shoes at that breaking ball. Comes up empty there, 0-1. He's 0-3 today. This time, flies one out and out of play. The 0-2 pitch. This one high. One ball and two strikes to Kirkland. Kirkland can reach. It's Jacob Key who is on deck. The pitch to him. This one high as well. Wolcott suddenly struggling a bit. Two balls, two strikes, two out, one on. Throw over to first. And Murray back safely. As Wolcott just tries to keep him close.
After this game is over, we're going to do a little housekeeping.
Chopper to third.
Oh, my.
LaPiccolo, another great play.
Oh, my.
And throws to first. He is a great third baseman, isn't he?
He's amazing. So and that play, Middleton, he called Middleton's was pretty tough, too. He just made it look easy.
LaPiccolo catches the ball, throws to first. A grounder to third ends the inning. No runs, no hits. There was a hit batter and one left stranded for the Siegel Stars. Let's go to the sixth. It's 8-5. Siegel leads here on State Farm Prep Baseball.
And the Blue Raiders win again.
Man, I really need to get some new MT gear.
Where are you going?
I thought I'd go to the bookstore.
Bookstore? I thought you wanted gear. Businesses always put what they're most proud of in their name.
So where do you go?
Raider Tees. They have tees, polos, hats, chairs, tents, artwork, everything blue for the true Blue Raider fan. They're just off Broad Street behind Chewy's restaurant on Ridgely Road.
Raider Tees.
Like us on Facebook for early notice of specials and sales.
Raider Tees. Bigger, better, and go blue.
Prentice Allsup Heating and Air, a reliable, affordable solution to your heating and air needs.
If your old unit needs a tune-up, the professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air service all major brands and even same-day service in most cases.
Call today at 890-1311.
They offer complete duct cleaning services and free estimates on a new system featuring Heil, Rood, and GMC products.
Rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air.
Prentice Allsup Heating and Air on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
Online at PrenticeAllsup.com.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Andy Womack, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
It's the top of the order for Summit, and Will Dalton on the first pitch flies out to center field, and it's Kirkland who makes the catch for out number one. He's done that at least three times here in this game. Gets very frustrated.
Well, Petra keeps mowing them down. We're in the sixth, Brian. I mean,
it's getting late, isn't it? Pitch outside to McElvain, who doubled and scored a run, singled and scored a run, and then the last time against Petra, he struck out. So we hope that luck continues here. The 1-0 pitch from Petra on the outside corner. Boy, Petrie has pitched a heck of a game in relief of Ryan Stocks, who went 1 1/3 innings. He gave up the four of the five runs. Swung on, popped back up this way. One thing that I've heard Siegel fans saying, and it's true, the pitching thin, yes. But Petrie's done a fine job here, and the key was let your defense do the work.
Yeah.
And that's what they've done here today. 1-2, flied out to right. McCurry is out there for out number two.
Teamwork, guys!
Well, walks have gotten him in trouble, you know, in their losses. The walks have hurt him. But although they've given up five runs today, that's been limited. Petrie's just getting around the plate and saying, hit it, and hit it where they are, and that's what they're doing.
Well, those five runs are four of the five runs were in the first. Pitch is a bit high for a ball.
Let me get it right here, one for you.
If you're a Spring Fling fan, don't look at the radar. 8-5, your score here. Siegel up, pitch in there for a strike. Even things up at 1-1. Storms have fired up on the outflow boundary from the storms in Missouri, kind of drifting down through Kentucky and at the Tennessee border now. 1-1, breaking ball in there. Strike two called. Brandon Johns steps out. Seth Petrie being cheered on here by the Siegel fans. He's ready to go. His long shoulder link locks flowing. Popped up into center. Going to be a pretty tough play. Now C.J. Murray comes over from left to make it instead of Kirkland from center. And a fly to center field retires Johns. Another 1-2-3 inning for the Siegel Stars. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Siegel leads 8-5 over the Summit Spartans on State Farm Prep Sports.
Get to a better State Farm.
Driving around in a state of doubt, wondering how your car insurance will really take care of you? I'm State Farm agent Jeannie Allman. Let me get you to a state of confidence that the coverage you're driving around with is actually driven by your wants and needs.
State Farm.
Stuck in a state of falling behind, struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? I'm State Farm agent Michael Busey. Let me help you get to a better state by handling your auto, home, and life insurance. Give me a call at 615-624-8664.
There is a difference at Loveless Fine Photography.
We do one senior at a time.
Alan Loveless.
We're trying to create something new and different for each senior and give them our full attention. This is what I love, and this is what we do. And that's why we've been here so long, and we just had a great record of producing beautiful portraits for young people.
Get that yearbook photo done at the school's photographer and then call 890-1558 to capture the perfect images that will last a lifetime. Loveless Fine Photography. 890-1558.
State Farm. I'm State Farm agent Bud Morris, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
Wolcott back out, continuing to pitch for the Spartans. The batter is Jacob Key. And the count now 2-1 after that breaking ball pitch. 8-5, Siegel over Summit. 2-1 is going to be popped up and back this way.
Fans worried about me. You're under a shade tree, and I'm out here burning. I told her, though.
It's your fault.
I told her I'm a company man. And
it's a ball. 3-2 now. 5-3. Stewart's Creek trailing Arlington. He's hit by this pitch. Or did he go around? Nope, he went around.
There's really a nice breeze blowing right now. I feel pretty good out here, really.
It's not bad.
Number 24, Drew Benefield.
No, it isn't, your highness.
It is. It's pretty toasty. Will you quit with the chair? I'm taking yours back. You're not getting your chair. That's it, young man. One ball, no strikes to Drew Benefield. Drew's had a tough day. He's due. Pitch high to him. Struck out. He did reach on an error and score a run. Fly out to center field. He was pretty upset at the one before. He went on that one. So the strike called. Took something off this time. The breaking ball pitch on the outside corner is a ball. I think the count is 3-1. Swung on, liner into left for a base hit. Off the hop, Johns makes the play. He almost missed time that out there. So a single, one-out single for Benefield. Siegel leads by three runs. And as we mentioned earlier, you're not comfortable with anything. A little nubber. Pass Sackett. It's going to be deep in the hole for the second baseman. The throw wide. Going to third is Benefield. And he holds up there. So Christinas is going to be safe at first. And, John, they're going to score that an E4. So Christina safe at first.
Running for Siegel, number 4, John Ross Langworthy.
Langworthy is coming in to run. He's running for Christina's. So Langworthy at first. Drew Benefield at third for Alex Kerrigan. He's doubled and scored a run. He's singled, scored a run, and drove into, and also has flied out to right field. He's had a great day and has done a heck of a job catching both Stocks and Petrie. Kerrigan stands in, only one out, and runners at the corners for the Stars here in the bottom of the sixth. Swung on, lined into left center, base hit, run scores. Benefield is in for the ninth run of the game. Kerrigan holds up, or make that Langworthy running for Kerrigan, holds up. I'm sorry, Langworthy running for Christina's holds up. And Kerrigan is safe at first with the single. They've had Langworthy run for Kerrigan a couple of times in this game. But he's coming in to run for Christina's. A little That's chopper down to Pearson.
Definitely a big run there.
Well, anything you can get to put more pressure on the seventh, because they've only got one more shot. And if Siegel can win this one, they would force an if game. Fly out to left field. Hit pretty deep by Pearson. But not deep enough to tag, because the runners did not take a lead there. Two away. Fly out to left field for Zach Pearson. Matt McCurry, the last chance to keep this going. Two singles and a run driven in, along with a strikeout on the afternoon. Wolcott, a look back at Sackett, and the pitch in there for a strike. I had the chance to catch up with Coach Revis earlier. 0-1, runners going. Fouled away. And I told him, I said, you win one, Coach, anything goes. And that's really the case. But you got to win that first one. The pressure was on Siegel. If they can win this game, then the pressure's on everybody, right?
Yep.
Pitch high and outside. Two strikes.
Now, there is one thing. Summit's probably got their ace available.
The 1-2. Chopper over the third base side.
And it's a tough call. You know, you really want to save him for the championship game, but then again, you got to get there. And there it goes. That's the missing ingredient for everybody.
Just ask Sevier County how that worked out for them. Although I heard a story about what happened, and I think their coach should be coach of the year.
He's pretty strong there, Brian.
Well, steps off the rubber. The 1-2 pitch from Wolcott. Going to be popped up by McCurry. Shortstop McElbain has it. And that ends the inning. Not before Siegel adds a run on two hits. And there was one. There were two left stranded. So your new score, Siegel 9, Summit 5, going to the seventh. Last chance for the Spartans here in this game on State Farm Prep Sports.
Craig's Tax Service.
We perform tax preparation, individual tax returns, corporations, partnerships, and all your payroll bookkeeping needs.
Brett Craig with Craig's Tax Service.
Craig's Tax Service is located just off Memorial on Heritage Park Drive. You can contact us at 890-2234.
8933.
It makes sense to get help with your taxes. Call 890-2233 for an appointment.
We are proud to support all Rutherford County student athletes.
Craig's Tax Service, 890-2233.
Tempting your taste buds, Rick's Barbecue. They have two locations, on Warrior Drive behind Rite Aid and on Memorial near the VA.
Great barbecue, ribs, chicken, pork, get the beef, ham, slaw dogs. It's all great food.
We're talking with Mike Lanning, and their baked potatoes are out of this world.
They're loaded down with butter and sour cream and cheese and chives, bacon bits, and loaded with whatever choice of meat you want, beef, ham, pork, or chicken.
Rick's Barbecue on Warrior Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
State Farm. I'm State Farm agent Jeannie Allman, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
It's going to be up to Johnson Hood and Carver Pack here for the Summit Spartans. And Seth Petrie trying to lock this one down. Throws a strike on the outside corner to the left-handed batter, Johnson. Johnson did single his last time up. This time a blooper to first, and Christinas gobbles it up and steps on the bag for out number one. One away for Levi Hood.
Now batting number 18, Levi Hood.
John, was it 2 years ago that Riverdale did this?
Yeah.
And had a chance in that second game,
yeah,
and just came up short. And that anything can happen. If you can get there. Pitch is in there for a strike called. And I say that because if you can muster up enough to get there, buddy, you got a shot. This hit Levi, so he's going to be hit by a pitch. And there's going to be a courtesy runner.
Well, Petrie's definitely been the man in this game. He kind of shut them down when they needed it. They were kind of scoring at will. And then I think he gave up a single that scored a run, and then that was it.
Yeah, he's only given up one run.
Yep.
And scattered maybe three hits. Pitch just misses there. See, still trying to look for information on Stewart's Creek. 1-0. Breaking ball for the strike. High and inside. Red Hawks trail 5-4 after four.
Oh, wow.
Stewart's Creek trying to creep back into that one against Arlington. Pitch in the dirt. 5-4 going to the fifth. A dial ground out scores a run. The Red Hawks trail 5-4. First and third, no outs for Arlington in the top of the fifth, however. It's 9-5 here. Shot to Benefield. On to Sackett. Throw to first for the double play to end the ball game. He stepped on that bag, did he not?
He did.
So that's 6-3 for the DP. And that ends the ball game. Siegel Stars are winners in this first game, 9-5. Now, what this means is that everybody's even going into this last game. Summit will play Siegel with a spot for the state title on the line. John and I will come back and recap this first game and kind of set the stage here on what we have coming up for the remainder of the afternoon, as we continue with State Farm Spritz Prep Sports coverage from News Radio WGNS and the Spring Fling.